It is Friday, February 2nd, and I'm Josh Newton. Welcome to the I'm Josh Newton show, where it is all about putting your potential into practice. Today, I'm going to do something a little bit different, and I say that all the time, so I should probably stop saying it, but we really are going to be doing something different today because I'm starting a little series. This series is going to be about the symptoms of not operating out of your strengths. Recently, I was preparing for a speaking engagement that I had, and this was one of the topics that came up was, you know, how do you know you're not operating out of your strengths? And at first, it seemed like a really strange idea to me. You know, how do you not know you're not operating out of your strengths? That seems kind of crazy. Like, you should know whether this is a good fit for you. You should know whether this is really using your natural talents or not. But what I realized, and you know, what I started to recognize in some of these experiences and thoughts and conversations that were coming to my head, is that a lot of people don't realize they're not operating out of their strengths, because a lot of people don't have a really clear understanding of who they are, what their strengths are, and what are those innate abilities that they have that they should be leveraging. This just isn't something that people are really aware of. And so oftentimes you need something to bring it to your attention that you're not operating out of your strengths, or let you know that what you're experiencing right now isn't the way things should be, and it's not the way things could be. So as I've been thinking about this, an interesting analogy came to mind. So I go to a chiropractor, not very regularly, but every once in a while I go just to get an adjustment and get aligned. And the funny thing that always happens is when I get there, he asks me, you know, how are things going? How are you feeling? And my response is almost always, oh, I'm doing pretty good. You know, things feel pretty good. I'm fine. And in general, that's probably true, because I'm sure there's a lot of people who are experiencing some really bad things from a chiropractic standpoint. But it's always hilarious once he starts saying, well, okay, well, are you waking up with any pains? And it's like, oh, yeah, I wake up with a debilitating pain in the middle of my back, and I have a hard time sitting up every morning. Should have thought about that when he said, how are you feeling? What's going on? It's like, okay, well, how's your neck doing? Because I know you've had some neck problems. Well, you know, my neck's okay. I mean, just the only thing that happens is if I turn from like left to right, it cracks really loud and I get a shooting pain down my spine. You know, this is literally the type of stuff that happens to me when I go to the chiropractor. And it's completely insane that he asks me how things are going, and my response is, things are fine. And so this is a great analogy, and I think this is exactly what people are experiencing in their day-to-day lives when you talk about this idea of operating out of your strengths. I think a lot of people aren't aware of how bad things really are, because again, it's not something you see yourself doing. Your senses are attuned outwards, you're watching people all the time, but you're not watching yourself. So it's less obvious when you are not operating out of your strengths. With all that said, let's jump into the first symptom that I want to talk about with you guys. The first symptom is feeling frustrated and you don't know why. Now, it's natural to feel frustrated about certain things. And oftentimes, it should be pretty obvious why you're frustrated, what you're frustrated about, or who you're frustrated at, or something like that, right? There's always a, you know, thing that you're either frustrated about or a person you're frustrated with or something like that. But one of the things I really experienced when I was in a job where 80-90% of what I had to do on a day-to-day basis was a terrible fit for who I was that I was just extremely frustrated all the time, and I had no idea why. I'd literally come home and just be frustrated, and I would, you know, fly off the handle with my kids or with my wife, or just stupid things would get me really frustrated. And the telltale sign here was that my wife would actually ask me, you know, what are you so frustrated about? And that's when it actually occurred to me that I was frustrated. It wasn't, you know, what are you frustrated about? Well, my boss yelled at me today. Or, you know, why are you so frustrated? Well, you know, a user just wouldn't get off my back about this thing that wasn't working right in their system or something like that. It was, you know, what are you frustrated about? And I didn't know. I had no clue. It wasn't obvious why I was so frustrated, but I was taking it out on people that I loved, and I was taking it out on people that had nothing to do with what, in the end, I found out I was really frustrated about. But I had no clue that I was actually frustrated with my job, the circumstances, feeling like I wasn't good at what I did day in and day out. And so this is one of the ones that I think can have the worst impact on the people around you, because that frustration, and especially not being able to place it on a specific thing and identify that and then deal with it, really affects the people around you. And it can really affect your relationships, not just in work, but outside of work. And so this can result in lots of increased conflict, not good conflict, but really bad conflict. And it can also really start to tear down some of those relationships and other things you might have in your life that do feel life-giving outside of that job that's really frustrating and that's not a fit for who you are. So there you have it, guys. There is symptom number one, that you are not operating out of your strengths. Now, this is, like I said, going to be a series. I don't know if it's going to be a 10-part series, an 8-part series, or something like that. This is actually a list that we're developing within the company right now. And it's something we've used for a couple of trainings, not just the speaking engagement where we originally designed this. And I'm not sure if I'll go into it or not, but we actually developed a list for organizations or teams too. And it's also interesting to see how can a team start to become dysfunctional if people aren't operating out of their strengths. So I may get into that, I may not. What I really want to focus on here is helping individuals identify where they're not operating out of their strengths and help get them out of those frustrating or not so great roles and responsibilities and situations that are really dragging them down and are keeping them from finding that thing that they're supposed to be doing. So, as always, I would love to hear from you guys. If you're listening to this on Anchor, you can give me a call in or leave me a comment. If you're listening to it anywhere else, you can reach out to me on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. And if you're enjoying the podcast, if you're liking this content and it's helping you out, please go over to iTunes or Google Play Music, wherever you're listening to this, and leave me a review. Give me 5 stars, give me 4 stars, whatever you think I deserve. I'd love your feedback and I'd really appreciate your help.